Nick, I want to relive the moment that you became a millionaire.
You're not playing the idol, the stressful idol music, are you?
Watch.
The anxiety fueled song.
Yeah. Hold on, Nick, do you remember this?
Beats per minute rising.
The winner of American Idol season 14 is Nick Fratiotti.
Ah, the good old days.
When you go to bed at night, do you replay that YouTube video over and over?
If I'm depressed enough and I need like a boost, yeah. I might, you know, I need a little ego boost. I'm like, let's just watch that again and pretend it was like it's yesterday.
So Raven is on vacation. So American Idol winner and my friend Nick Fratiotti is going to be joining me until he returns next Tuesday. And, you know, as I'm doing like the show prep and I'm getting everything ready, I'm like Google stalking you online, trying to see what's going on and all that. And I see, I look, how much is Nick Fratiotti worth? Because, you know, I have no class. Like, I'll do it. Whatever. And it says, Nicholas James Fratiotti the IV net worth is $1 million. And all I keep thinking is, but he won $1 million on Idol. So did he not spend any money? Or does he just continuously keep that $1 million in his bank account?
Well, one, it's not true. So you don't win $1 million, just so everyone knows that. That needs to be a firm statement that people from Idol start saying. You do not win $1 million. America's Got Talent wins $1 million.
Okay.
American Idol winners do not win $1 million.
So why do they say that you're going to win $1 million? Because they're liars?
I mean, I'm going to screenshot this Google search you have and show people it to tell them I'm a millionaire, but I'm not.
So they don't give you $1 million?
Nope.
So you what sign, do they give you?
They give you $1 million record deal, but it's not like you get that money. It's going to take me way too long to explain. But basically, you make some money. Like, no question. It was the most money. I basically thought I was a millionaire. I had like $9 when I went out on American Idol. So, you do quite well, but it was not that. And I just find it funny that it's still up there, and I'm still worth exactly $1 million.
Well, you haven't spent a cent since American Idol. It's
$1 million.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's so funny that you don't actually win the $1 million. I was trying to figure out, like, you won $1 million in American Idol, which we know now is fake, but how much money did you ever win in real life, like playing something or doing something besides that? I mean, you won a record deal, which is still awesome.
That was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Oh, I won a car.
What?
I forgot about that. Yeah, I won a car.
What?
On Idol, they gave us a car.
Oh.
Because Ford sponsored us, so.
Was the car worth $1 million?
The car was not, but if you go outside, I still drive the car.
Really?
Yeah, it's a free Ford Explorer, so I was like, sure.
That's a sweet car.
It's a great car. I love it. It's
That's
like a trophy.
Cool.
It's a trophy that I drive around.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
What did I win? I won a DVD player.
Oh.
But I won a DVD player before DVD players were real. Like, I was, like, 16 years old, and I entered
some... Oh, so that was, the future.
Yeah. I remember I got it, and I was like, I don't know what this is. What am I supposed to do with this? And my brother is, like, he's, like, a tech nerd.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, I'll take it, Anna. I'll take it. He's like, I don't know what to do with it. And then I swear to you...
Is that how your brother actually talks?
Yeah, we used to call him Butt Crack Boy, and that's how he used to talk.
Butt Crack Boy?
That's what we called him, because he used to split his hair down the middle. It was the 90s. That's what they did,
you were a great sister.
Oh, I'm a great big sister. I'll take your DVD player. And I'd be like, I didn't know what to do with it, so I gave it to him.
Yeah.
Do you know that guy? He turned around and he sold it for like $250 on eBay when eBay first became
That's
a thing.
That's right. You show her, Butt Crack Boy.
Yeah. 1-800-330-9999. What did you win? How much money did you win? Did you win also American Idol and $1 million? You can call or text. How did you win money? What did you win and how did you do it? 1-800-330-9999. If it wasn't money, what did you win? I just learned, Nick Fratiotti is guest co-hosting with me while Raven is away, that they don't actually give you a check for $1 million on American Idol, when that's exactly what I thought. I looked up Nick's net worth online. It said $1 million. I'm like, isn't that how much you won at American Idol?
And unfortunately, it is not.
It's not true.
We
terrible.
Did good, though. We did good. I don't want people to like feel bad for me, but it was good. It was still a nice day, but not quite as nice as $1 million day.
Right, but I thought it was going to be like the lottery, where they like walk out with this big giant check with American Idol in the corner, and it says Nick Fratiotti $1 million, and you put it right into your bank account.
That would have been amazing. Yeah. I always wanted. Actually, I got a big check once.
Did you?
Yeah, my band. We won a battle of the bands and at Mohegan Sun, they gave us a big, like, this, it was like his big 6-foot, $3,000 check, which we thought we were pretty rich when we won
right.
that, actually.
Right, buys you about one round of drinks.
Yeah, right.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. How did you win the money?
Hi, you never believe this. I won $98,000 once on Take 5.
Get out of here.
It's a lottery game. Yeah, I'm sure you heard of the game. So I woke up a Saturday morning, like, broke, and I checked my ticket, and I did, like, a triple take because my numbers hit. So now I run to the store to see how much it was, and it was literally, it was $98,000. I didn't clear that, but that was a heck of a day, I'll tell you that.
Absolutely. Who was the first person you told that you won that money, or did you not tell anyone?
I told my sister, because I was, like, out of my mind. I was literally, like, It was so awesome. It was like, of course, it was the best day of my life ever.
I would think so. Thank you for the call. Nick, do you have like a plan when you win the lottery? Because I have one. Like, I'm not going to tell anybody. I'm going to bring it to the lawyer, just me and my husband.
I'm definitely keeping it quiet. That's like number one. But I have a good friend of mine, and it's so funny. Every single time it gets up, you know, you get it to like 200 million, 300 million, it keeps going up. He always has like this whole elaborate like life planned out, and it's he never like gives it up.
Well, I mean,
he's dedicated to his plan after winning.
You got to have a dream,
yeah?
Right? Yeah. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. How much money did you win, or what did you win, and how did you do it?
I won a washer dryer on The Price is Right. It was one of the best days of my life. I did not make it to the showcase showdown, but I have really amazing clean clothes. And honestly, it was like one of the best things I could have won.
I have so many questions.
That's pretty cool, though.
That's, you know, so it's my dream come true is to go on The Price is Right. I've tried a couple times when I've been out in LA, and I've never actually made it onto the show. Like, were you surprised when they called your name to come on down?
Totally, but I got really lucky, and I just wanted to win anything, so I was super, super happy.
Seeing how excited people get when they get picked for that stuff is, to me, the funniest part of that whole show, like just running down with the hands up, and did you like go all out when you would have been, yeah,
I would have lost my mind. I already know, no matter what everybody else bid, I was going to bid $1. I had it all planned out, and it never actually happened. It's terrible.
Well, I could really feel your frustration.
It's not over yet. One day. Well, congratulations on your victory.
Yeah.
The sound of jealousy in Anna's voice.
How much? How much money did you win, or what did you win, and how did you win it? 1-800-330-9999. It's next. Here's something that we learned today. Nick Fradiani is my guest co-host while Raven is away on vacation. He won season 15 of American Idol, right?
Yep.
Yep. And you don't actually get $1 million like they make it sound like.
No.
No.
I mean, you get some good perks, but not quite the million that everybody thinks.
Right. So if you've actually ever won anything, like something on a game show or however you won, how much money did you win? What did you win? And how did you win it? 1-800-330-9999. Hi, Anna and Raven.
I remember when I was 5 years old, I did a scratch-off ticket with my dad, and I won $500. And, of course, I saw about $5 of that.
Right. Dad just took all that cash. We got so many text messages on our text line, Nick, the people that won on scratch-offs and lottery.
A lot of lucky people out there.
I guess so.
I've never won on a scratch-off, ever.
I won $100, like, once or twice, but that's really it. My mom does relatively well. Hey, remember, like, when we were little, like, scratch-offs were, like, $1, $2?
And now they're, like, very expensive.
Right? Yeah, you could get, like, a scratch-off ticket. I walked into one convenience store. It was $30. I'm like, $30 for a scratch-off? And then I immediately bought it and lost. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What did you win?
I won $177,000 on scratch-off.
And we were just talking about these scratch-offs.
How much was the ticket to buy?
$10.
$10, and you went, wow.
I mean, that's like dream come true. Like, that money is life-changing money.
Big, yeah, that's a nice one right there.
And that was like 6 years ago, and then 3 years ago, I won $50,000.
There's some people that are just lucky. Thank you for the call.
Sometimes I want to ask, like, and how much have you spent in the last 20 years on scratch-off tickets? Like, about $150,000.
Right. It's true, because they're consistent. You consistently play. We have one listener who's become a friend of the show, and he's hit the lottery several times. And, like, I've asked him, like, what's his trick? And he has, like, a whole, like, mathematical, like, breakdown. But at the end of the day, he's just lucky. He's a lucky guy.
That's not adding up to me.
Right.
That's weird.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. How much money did you win?
I once won $500 playing blackjack in Vegas by a total accident. I was, I had the minimum bet on the table. And I thought I was throwing in a bet to, like, you know, split my cards and get, like, a couple extra cards. And somehow the chip accidentally landed on, like, like a bonus bet that you're supposed to bet before the cards even come, and the dealer didn't notice, and she just starts handing me chips, and I'm like so scared. I'm like, did I do something wrong? Like, men with batons are about to beat me up and, like, you know, ask me why I'm counting cards. But yeah, that's how I won $500.
The sucker bet.
Why does that never happen to me?
Never.
It rolled onto the thing and he won $500.
Do you ever play that? My dad always said that. Here's the thing about the sucker bet. So if you're not familiar with blackjack or any of that, like, there's a lot of tables that have, like, the regular game where you're playing it, but then there's a little round thing in the corner, and that's, like, if you match the dealer and the cards, it, like, pays, like, 20 to 1 or whatever it is. And the rule in my house growing up, you can see I come from a family of gamblers, was that you either always play the sucker bet or you never play the sucker bet. But there's a reason why they call it the sucker bet.
Yeah.
And I always play the sucker bet, and I've never won. And you can probably
guess why. And you consistently play it?
I consistently play it, because the one time I don't, that's the time that it's going to hit,
of
like,
course.
20 to 1, you know?
Of course.
Yeah. Well, thank you for the call, and congratulations on your cheating ways.
Thank you.